Moncrief on News Talk.
Back in ye olden times, when people would start work at 9 and finish at 5, when jobs were permanent and pensionable, there used to be a gap in the middle of the day, a thing known as lunchtime, where people might actually leave their place of work and eat something. But are there places of employment that still tolerate this bizarre behaviour? News Talk's Breakfast is for Wimp correspondent Henry McKean has been on the streets searching for such people while shoving a sandwich in his mouth. Afternoon, Henry.
Sean, it's true. I just ate a wrap, actually. I just had a sprout wrap and there's a bit of lettuce still stuck in my teeth.
Something for later.
It's just there. But yeah, I mean, this is it. Our ancestors, they fought. The unions got involved to try and get a lunch break. And the idea was, let's say you were going back down the mines, you'd be fed, you'd have a break, you'd have a bit of energy to keep going. But in the last few years, it's slowly been taken away from us. Here is a man that used to love his lunch break. Here is Pat Kenny, and he talks about the differences between News Talk and RTE when it comes to lunch breaks.
Inevitably in RTE, I go to the canteen, maybe meet up with the people from the Late Late Show, having just finished the radio programme, have a bit of a chat and maybe a substantial enough lunch. And then I thought, this is always same old, same sandwich, same soup or whatever. And I thought, when I go to work in News Talk, I'd be surrounded by all of these food emporia. And I am.
You are.
But I don't use them.
You don't?
I eat at my desk. That's the reality.
And what's it like eating at your desk? I mean, the phrase is the sad desk lunch, but it's not. It's a celebration of flavours in your mouth.
It's quick. You know, you're in here 7 o'clock in the morning and you want to get out as quickly as possible, but you also have work to do for the following day. So the best thing to do is work and eat, work and eat. It's not healthy, but it's what I do.
Yeah, there you go. And that desk, it should be said, needs a bit of a hoover underneath it. Pat's a messy eater at the best of times, yeah.
Well, I sometimes actually sit at his desk and eat when he's not there.
So it's you're to blame then for it. They used to do a thing back in the day in RTE when Gabo used to do the Late Late, that on a Friday, and he was the only person in RTE who was treated this way. Now, you know, you've been in the canteen in RTE. Yep. It's a canteen.
Well, at the moment, it's still closed, I think.
Oh, it's because of the rats.
That's how bad things are there.
When it was open in the pre-rat era in RTE, you go down for your lunch. But on a Friday, because that was the Late Late Show day, they had a special tablecloth.
Oh, cool.
For Gabo, because Gabo had it was a tradition they'd have sausages and eggs, I think. Oh, no, eggs and chips they'd have.
Lovely.
There was a special kind of table service
for
him.
There's egg and chips in the cafeteria, in the canteen. Yeah. That is lovely.
It's nice. Yeah.
And, you know, he did a good job.
In its day, it should be said. But people would do that, yeah. You'd actually stop working and go to lunch.
And you'd get fed and you'd then perhaps be creative because you had something in your belly.
Maybe, yeah.
Most of the time. But this is the thing. I mean, people need to eat. And I'm going to quickly give out a few numbers here. 15-minute break, you're basically allowed that 15-minute break after 4.5 hours. You can get a 30-minute break if you work more than 6 hours, but that includes the first 15-minute break. And there's no legal right for smoking breaks, which is something completely different.
Yeah, that's by law. We're entitled to this, aren't we?
We are allowed some small breaks. We're allowed to take that half an hour, you know, or that 15 minutes, and we're supposed to, and we're not. It's just disappearing.
Yeah.
It goes back to lunches and why aren't people going for lunch anymore? Is it because it's expensive or is it because they haven't got the time? Is it, you know, left over from COVID? Here is Alan from Little Mac's in Georgia Street Arcade. He serves traditional breakfasts and burgers. And I asked him a question.
How long have you been here in Georgia Street Arcade?
41 years.
Wow. That is a long, long time. How has the lunch break changed?
Dramatically. Most of your business used to be from 1 to 2:30. Now you might have no one from 1 to 2:30 and you could be busy from 4 to 5. I would imagine it's down to the fact that the Irish people don't really eat this sort of food anymore. So we're basically gearing towards tourists now. And the tourists just come at any stage of the day. Whereas the Irish person used to get their lunch break from 1 to 2. And they don't get lunch breaks from 1 to 2 anymore. It's all, they're all on flexi. Half them aren't even in the offices anymore. They're all working from home. So no one really comes for a lunch break anymore. That's
kind of sad though, isn't it?
Well, it's great for me because it's more spread out during the day. You don't get a big load coming together. So the intensity has gone out of it, you know, which is great.
So you still get business, but you're saying tourists or perhaps someone with a long hangover, and they might join you in the afternoon?
Yeah.
At about 3?
You could be busy from 4 to 5, 5 to 6, and lunch hour could be the quietest hour of the day.
I'm here in Zatar in George's Street Arcade in the heart of Dublin.
My name is Wasim.
So you do pizza and also you do Middle Eastern flatbread.
Manakish. Yes, it's manakish.
Do they stay for the hour or 20 minutes? Do they have much time?
Depends. Like some people like maybe 20 minutes, some people like half an hour or 45 minutes. It depends. If we are very busy, so some people say leave faster to give like another free table like for other people.
So my name's Callum and we're in Flip Burger / Blazing and Salads. Most people will stay between, I'd say, 20 minutes to 15 minutes.
So not too long.
Yeah, not too long. They come, kind of, maybe eat half their food and then take the rest of it with them back to the office. So.
Do you think the office lunch break or the work lunch break has changed? It's not the hour it used to be, but people still want a decent bit of grub, don't they?
Yeah, it's not the same as it used to be. Everyone's kind of just in a rush to get quick food, get it into them, and then get back to their jobs, you know?
Gosh, that's interesting. As you said, Henry, these are all legal entitlements that people have, and Unions fought to get them for years, and now they've just been eroded. It's just disappeared now.
It's slowly disappearing, and I think people feel they just have to be at their desks or perhaps at the factory floor.
But
also,
you know, there's a kind of a sense, you know, I'm sure there is, like, if somebody says, well, I'm stopping working and going for my lunch now, there'd be a...
People might look at them and think...
Oh, absolutely.
She's abandoned their desk.
It's Ireland, but everyone would bitch about them behind their back. Absolutely.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
And they just wanted to go for a walk or have a stroll.
Yeah.
And maybe 10, 15 years ago, they were allowed to, and not now. I will say, I didn't say this, shop workers, if they work more than 6 hours, they have to take a one-hour break. The law says they have to take a one-hour break between 11:30 and 2:30 p.m. That could explain that sometimes there's no servers in the shops.
Right, because they're all having their lunch. Yeah.
So that's a special rule.
Ooh, interesting. Dev, who's a delivery driver, says you both need to get out of offices and work in a van. I pull over in the most scenic place I can find each day and have my packed lunch. Today it's Barna, just outside Galway City. Nice for you, Dev. Hope it's a nice day there. I find it so funny when younger people start in our office. At 1 p.m. they'll just get up and leave for an hour while all of us older idiots sit at a desk and eat. We need to listen to young people for a change. Another text says in France they traditionally have a 2-hour lunch break. How incredibly civilised. Says Richard the Thatcher.
2 hours.
No wonder that country's going down
the
Swanee.
And then in Spain, they still get siestas. Yeah.
Ah, yeah, but if you're... Would they, but like not everybody.
In the middle of
things
the summer,
the
shops might close, but then they'd be open very late that night.
But if you're like a brain surgeon...
No, you can't.
You're going to go, sorry. I live in the south of Spain. 2 to 3 hour lunch break is normal here. John says, I work for OnPost. I'm on my fourth 13-hour day without a break. I'll only be paid for 12 hours, though, says John. I wonder, John, is that the feckin' election again? That's why you're working 13-hour days, because of all them blinking, all that election literature that everybody's dying to get shoved through their letterboxes. So you were out. Did you meet people actually on a lunch break when you were out?
I did. So they were perhaps wondering. And just to say very quickly, too, you've no legal right to be paid for these breaks. They don't have to pay you if they don't want to. But I did. I met people, including an actress, and I asked her about her lunch break. Here is Nicola Roy.
I do, yes. They're very strict in our industry to the point, even if you're doing a technical rehearsal and a big scene's coming up, the stage manager will call. Doesn't matter where you are in the scene, we get a lunch break and get an hour, yeah.
And you get nice food. They always give you nice food on sets, don't they?
Well, on set they do, but if you're in theatre, you don't.
Really?
You have to go out and run out and get your own food. How dare they? You have to get your own lunch.
So you're in theatre?
Yeah, theatre and TV, but yeah.
Would you prefer to get more money or a lunch break?
I would be absolutely willing to go for a half-hour lunch break if I got a bit more money paid.
I'm chatting to a gentleman who delivers flowers. Do you get a lunch break?
No, but I only work part-time. I only work 4 or 5 hours a day.
So what time do you start at?
This morning started at 9. I'll finish now in about half an hour. I don't often eat lunch, I have to be honest with you. I normally skip through and have an early dinner.
And why do you skip through?
I don't feel hungry.
You're not a lunch person?
No, never was.
Usually work through lunch, take things at the desk or take them on the go. I think it gives me a bit more flexibility in the day, actually.
So you would have your lunch at your work desk?
at the desk or on the go, but I wouldn't take a full hour away from the desk for lunch.
And would you go out for lunch? Would you go to a supermarket? Would you go to a convenience store? Would you bring one in from home? Would you have a packed lunch?
A mix. Definitely not as many packed lunches as I probably should or would like to, but I think there's a great variety of lunch options in town now as well.
It can add up though, can't it?
It's more of a response to a lack of preparation than an overt attempt at a treat.
And how much would lunch be, roughly, for, let's say, a sandwich to bring back to your desk, or maybe a soup or both, or let's say you got something a bit fancier? How much would that cost, and a coffee as well?
There's basically very little in the city for less than €12 these days.
Maybe like half an hour.
And what do you have on that lunch break? What do you eat?
I usually make my dinner at home, so I bring it in, and it's usually like noodles and stuff like that.
And do you eat it in like a canteen in your office or at your desk?
Yeah, canteen. Kind of a kitchenette area with tables and
kitchenette.
That.
We've got one of those.
Right. So
we do have a kitchenette.
Yes. I think actually
very
probably
fond of it.
Would you call it a kitchenette?
Well, it's not quite a kitchen.
Well, I mean, if you looked at it, and if you said we have a kitchenette, yeah, and then you looked at it, you'd go, you're really talking it up there, calling it a kitchenette.
What would you call it?
It's a corner with a load of stuff stuffed in, as much of stuff as possible stuffed into this corner. Sorry. That's what it, because like, you go in there, you want to make a cup of tea, like, and if there's like two other people, like afterwards,
top of each other.
Yeah, well, you have to get engaged afterwards, you know, it's kind of all weird and, you know.
No, absolutely. It's
potential.
Like Twister.
Yes, it is. Like it's just a series of harassment claims waiting to happen. That's what that kitchenette is.
Yes.
Someone says, I'm not long back from lunch. I went home, said hello to my cats. Did your cat say hello back? I also ate some leftover baked spuds. Delicious. Bit of grated cheese. That is nice. Remember when a chemist would be closed from 1:15 to 4:15? Gosh, yeah. When I started my most recent job, I was shocked with the lunch culture. People just leave for an hour at 1 p.m. I found it so strange at the start. I'd be bored, as I didn't know how to spend the time. Another texter says, I would suggest the issue with the quick desk lunches is to do with people rushing to get away early to beat traffic and also trying to get away to collect kids, etc. It's modern life with two working parents. That's probably a fair point, all right? That's something to do with that. Though, you know, if you have your lunch at the desk, does that necessarily mean everyone's going to understand it if you take off a little bit earlier? And now, as you heard from one of the people running the restaurants there, people working from home is a factor here too. And someone says, when you work from home, lunch includes naps. Or on Friday, wine. Wine, of course, is a balanced part. It's one of your five a day, really, essentially. So, like, would it be the case, as far as you'd be able to ascertain, that the only people on God's earth who still have a lunch break or the civil service?
It's the civil service. They're the only people left. Civil service continue doing what civil service do best, which is, you know, upholding what the union says. Here is Lucy Walsh, a lovely, lovely woman, a librarian. I ask her, does she get a lunch break?
I still take a lunch break, yes. I'm working full time, so we have an assigned lunch break. But even if we weren't working full time and if we didn't have an assigned lunch break, I think it's a very important time to stop off, to relax, to have some work-life balance. I don't agree with working too long.
So there is that camaraderie if you go on lunch with your office workers or your factory workers, and you can catch up and, you
absolutely
know, sort
catch
out problems.
Up.
How long would you take during that lunch break?
Our lunch breaks are set at 45 minutes. We don't have the flexible hours that some other civil servants do. But I would say an hour would be an excellent idea. Maybe you could network, walk around outside the building, perhaps.
So are you a civil servant?
I am a civil servant, yes. I work in the public libraries.
God, you're so lucky. I mean, is being a civil servant the best job because it's pensionable? You get to have an actual lunch break, and
yes,
you've got unions that will make sure you get that lunch break.
Indeed, we have. We are very, and I have been a trade unionist, I've been active in the trade union movement. I think it's essential that you have regular breaks. We have regular morning and afternoon breaks, which are adhered to.
Oh, lovely.
Otherwise, you'll have a burnout situation. People are getting snacks. They're getting maybe trying to eat at their desks. I don't think agree with that at all.
So your morning break is at what time?
Our morning breaks would be at, let's say, tea break, 10:30, 11 o'clock, depending on the shifts. We'd work
and how many
swing
minutes?
Shifts. We would have half an hour for
nice.
That.
And then a lunch break is 45 minutes.
A lunch break, 45. The afternoon break is, I think it's by custom and practice we would have it. It's some branches might have a shorter break, but it should be at least a half an hour.
So and then another we half an hour.
Another half an hour. And you would be surprised what you can do in that half hour. You might be taking phone calls. You might be, as I say, getting in touch with your family members. I mean, people aren't robots.
And so when you work hard and then you take that
yes.
break. And do you think the civil service will keep those breaks forever? Or do you think you'll become like the private sector where you'll be worked into the ground?
Looking at the American, there's an American website I check out, and they seem to have this unfortunate at-will working situation where people don't have the same rights. They have more freedom to walk out, but they have less rights when they're within the job. And the hours they work are very, very long. Now, in Ireland, I think probably we are perhaps more efficient when we have a little time off. We're a social, an equal and egalitarian culture. We like to see how our families are doing. Otherwise, people go sick, or maybe their health fails anyway.
With the Japanese, I mean, I remember a colleague, he didn't want to be late for work once, so he slept under the desk at work.
Yes.
He's now moved to a different broadcasting organisation. For you, is that going too far?
That's going very far. The person then doesn't have any work-life balance. They're under a great deal of strain. I presume they don't sleep very well. And then they still are expected to have no... We have a demarcation between work and home. So they have no real demarcation. And they have the long commuter journeys as well. You'll get more efficient staff if you give them proper mandatory breaks.
There you go. That's Lucy Walsh, a librarian there, making a lot of sense, especially in relation to burnout. I imagine burnout is an ever-present threat in the world of librarying. And you could librarianize a bit too hard and then come a cropper as a result of that. Does anyone in News Talk heat up salmon in the microwave and stink out the whole office?
Mm-hmm. It happens.
Yeah,
it happens. Definitely.
It has happened. Plus also eating kind of tuna sandwiches in restricted space.
Stop.
That's happened too. Even Tato in
there was a new girl. I don't know what she had for lunch, but I basically had it for her. It was so strong.
Mm. Yeah. I work for a French company. Yes, lunch breaks can be up to 2 hours and nearly all but have a glass of wine with it. Yes, the country is in a downward trend because the working week is 35 hours and they get a minimum 30 days holidays. But the reality is they get closer to 40, depending on length of service and position. Banks worked 10 to 4, lunch or 1 to half 1. So most working people had a half hour window to go to the bank. I wonder, is that still the case? Because you get the bank used to be, if you had a job in the bank, it was more or less the same as a civil service job. But I don't know if that's the case anymore. Lunch on Friday is basically home time. No one puts meetings in for Friday p.m., best part of the week. Says this texter, clearly, obviously an unsigned one. And Noel says, has anyone checked if the change in lunch habits is contributing to obesity? It sounds so unhealthy. That's a very good point, really, because people are just cramming
choices.
In rubbish.
Petrol station stuff.
Because it's easy stuff. PJ says, the farmers and rural people have de bacon and cabbage at one. That's the way he wrote it down. Think that's a bit
and they're right because they need to go back out to the fields.
Well,
they
do.
The
yeah, I don't know if that's it. Might be a
you know
of
having
a
dinner at lunchtime.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
We need to move back to taking lunch breaks. It's not normal the pace we live our lives at these days. Civil servants and factory workers are right. Balance is key. And Brian says, why is it that the 1 o'clock news is often called the lunchtime news? Because people used to have their lunch then, but not anymore. You're right. We should rename it the eating at your desk.
So lunchtime live could be called.
Yeah, just shoving in something while you're walking to
live.
Yeah.
While the sound of it.
While you're rushing back to the library. Right. So obviously, this is all bad for us. Are there experts out there bemoaning all this, terrified what will become of us?
It's the way we are these days. So yeah, joining us from Portugal, hopefully on a beach, hopefully on a lunch break, John Ryan from Healthy Place to Work. He's written the book called Make Work Healthy.
Yeah, there's no doubt the humble lunch break, as we know it, is definitely under pressure. A lot of people, I think, in remote locations, working remotely, hybrid, have their own decisions to make. Nobody's forcing them to do one or the other. And they're, in a lot of cases, choosing to cut down the amount of time that they're spending at a lunch break. from an hour to a half hour. But in some cases, some of them are actually simply eating at their desk and just working constantly. And we know from an ergonomic point of view, it's really important to take breaks away from your workstation to actually stretch. And actually taking a tea break or a lunch break is part of that. Is really, really important. I know a lot of people are probably doing it because they're trying to justify how productive they can be working in a remote location or from at home and the like. But honestly, that's not the most important thing. From their point of view, their own health is the most important thing. And if the organization wants sustainable high performance, well, then actually asking people to take breaks and encouraging them to take breaks and lunch breaks is really important. But there's another aspect too. There's the social health piece. And we're seeing organizations in Sweden where they actually have decided to bring back that sort of old time 11 o'clock tea break where everybody downs tools across the whole organization and comes together. Even people who are working remotely tune in for that little sort of 15 or 20 minutes. And this is really important because the social connections that are built there over breaking bread are ones that can last. And even, you know, sharing the gossip of what's going on in the organization, that can actually be a fantastic opportunity to learn what's actually going on around the organization. But also the physical thing of getting out of the office and taking the opportunity to walk and exercise while getting good nutrition and food is really important to your overall good health and to make sure that you as an individual are actually sustainably able to perform on a constant basis. One other thing we do know that we see people are actually taking a tighter lunch break so that they can actually do their own thing, maybe finishing earlier in the evening. While it's really, really tempting, the big message from all the research across the globe is that you need multiple moments of recovery during the day. So please make sure to take them.
Right. That's John Ryan there from talking to us from Portugal. So taking a bit of his own advice in a way. Enda says, I get an hour. I take the full hour in the car and away from all the work gossip and cribbing with E on the radio gets me through the day, says Enda. Though another person says, I feel guilty when I pop out of work, even for 10 minutes. Am I the only one? No, you're not the only one. And on top of which, you're a terrible, terrible person. 10 minutes. Try and get it down to 7 or something the next time. Henry, thanks a million. You go and have a lie down, have a recharge.
I will. I'll be taking a rest.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.